Hi, and welcome to California Family Health Council's podcast. This is a series addressing current issues in STD management. This segment is entitled Optimizing Chlamydia and Gonorrhea Screening Coverage. I'm Denise Lewis. I'm a nurse practitioner, and our speaker today is Sharon Adler. She's a doctor in the clinical faculty at the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center, and she's a clinical specialist for the California Department of Public Health STD Control Branch. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, and welcome. Let's begin the interview. Sharon, I've heard that screening is considered the cornerstone of our approach to chlamydia and gonorrhea prevention. So why is that?
So first, we need to remember that chlamydia and gonorrhea are the two most frequently reported infections in the United States. These infections are most common in young people. In California, about 70% of our reported cases are in women 25 years and younger. And most of these women who have chlamydia and gonorrhea do not have any symptoms. So, by definition, screening means testing for infection in persons who have no symptoms. So screening is really a proactive strategy to try and find these infections. Being proactive is important because even asymptomatic infections can lead to serious complications like pelvic inflammatory disease, infertility, ectopic pregnancy, and chronic pelvic pain. Chlamydia and gonorrhea increase the risk of acquiring or transmitting HIV, and they can also cause serious eye and lung infections in newborns.
I know, and since the CDC recommended these annual screening programs for sexually active women age 25 years or younger, we've actually started doing this in our clinic. But in general, as far as you know, how are the clinics doing across the nation in their efforts to screen these sexually active women?
What you're getting at is what's called screening coverage. And so of all young women who receive care at a given medical setting, what proportion actually receive chlamydia and gonorrhea screening as recommended? And we do have some data on this from several sources. On the national level, the National Committee for Quality Assurance assesses screening coverage in health maintenance organizations, including commercial plans and Medicaid. And we have some data from 2001 to 2009 that shows that screening coverage for young women increased in commercial HMO settings from about 20% to maybe approximately 40%, and in Medicaid settings from about 40% to up to 60%. In California Family PACT clinics, over 70% of women aged 25 or younger received annual screening in 2009. So screening coverage in California appears to be a bit better than the national average, but still many young women are not being screened for chlamydia and gonorrhea as recommended. We have plenty of room for improvement in California.
You know, I'm surprised by the 40 to 60% number of the young women who aren't getting screened at managed care facilities, and really surprised about the 30% in California that don't get the annual chlamydia and gonorrhea test. But who are we missing?
You know, that's a difficult question to try and answer, but we do have some data from some small evaluations that were done in California. When young women are having a pelvic exam, the chlamydia and gonorrhea screening coverage is actually considerably higher. It's about 80%. On the other hand, women who come in for other type of services like a pregnancy test or emergency contraception or a visit that's not related to reproductive health and don't require a pelvic exam, these women are less likely to be screened for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
It just seems like a no-brainer. It seems like women who come in for a pregnancy test would really be particularly at risk for an STD since they've been having unprotected sex.
I agree with you. That's exactly right. And studies show that women who are requesting a pregnancy test who are screened for chlamydia are much more likely to have a positive test than those that are presenting for an annual exam or contraceptive visit. That means that the patients who are most likely to have an STD are actually the ones that our screening programs are missing. And that's why clinics are specifically trying to target these young women when they come in for pregnancy testing or for emergency contraception to try and close this screening gap.
You know, in my office, nurses or medical assistants actually run the pregnancy tests. So the clinician, I might not see the patient at all.
Yeah, that's true in many settings. And it might mean having a standing order for a specimen collection or having some sort of prompt in the chart that suggests getting a screening test for the provider to see. Because the routine at each site is really different, it means problem solving with your staff. So the workflow can be made to accommodate screening for these young women, even if they don't need a pelvic exam.
So what specimen types could we use to test for chlamydia and gonorrhea, especially if the woman isn't here for a pelvic exam?
So almost all screening for chlamydia and gonorrhea is done with a NAT test. A NAT test stands for the nucleic acid amplification, And these NAT tests can be run using urine samples or even self-collected vaginal samples. So either of these would be great to use when the patient doesn't need to have a pelvic exam.
Thanks so much, Sharon. This will really help my practice. And thanks to those in our audience for listening.